Welcome back to Data with Arda, part of Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Lance Stacey, and our third candidate for today joining me in studio is Rhonda Kirby. Welcome, Rhonda.
Thank you. How are you?
Very good. How's it going with you?
Good. It's real busy.
It's a busy time and lots going
time
on.
Of the year, for sure.
So I guess we'll start. Maybe tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So for those who don't know, my name is Rhonda Kirby. My parents are the late Barbara and Ronnie Kirby. I've been in council since 2006, so this will be my fifth term running. Yeah, time flies.
Wow.
So, and you know, I have to say, I've certainly learned a lot over these 12 years. There certainly isn't a manual on how or what you're supposed to be doing, could be doing, should be doing. So it's literally, you know, learning day by day when you're in council. So
yeah. So I guess I'll ask the question, what are some of the issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately in the community? I mean, you've been working on a lot of portfolios and a lot of things. What are some of the things that you think are critical right now? Because there's lots happening in our community.
Yeah, there certainly is a lot that's happening, but I do want to mention some of the files that I have worked on in the past several years. I've had the health portfolio for quite some time, which includes the Kateri Memorial Hospital Center. In addition to attending monthly board meetings, I'm also part of the building committee for the renovation and expansion project on the hospital. So, and that was actually started, I started that file in 2007. So it's really something to actually see the work being done. I know there are some significant delays, but, you know, in the end, we'll have a lot of opportunities for, you know, the more patients to be there and certainly more staff that will be needed in these positions. I'm on the board for community services. I'm also on Ungwa Garidatsara. I spent some time with Step by Step, Connecting Horizons. Also, I think this past term, some of the women on council have been very proactive and have taken on more contentious files, like Gus, Gina, and myself. We've worked on the residency law, membership, cannabis, and the EGDs. So those are some pretty tough files that we're dealing with, and it is challenging within the community considering what is going on in these past couple of months. So in addition to that, I sit on the QKR, Quebec and Canada Relations, and that involves the transport file, the roads on 207, and ambulance services, ambulance and fire services. So those are all the part of the negotiations that go on fairly often. We do have a lot of issues that are at that table, so there's still a lot of work that has to be done. And if people might have heard that we are starting the renovation project at the end of 207 and the 30 exchange, where we'll there's just a lot of traffic congestion.
Yes.
In that area.
Yes.
And at the same time, we're able to our capital unit will be installing water and sewer, although it won't be connected as of yet, but in the future, because we're also looking at the complete renovation of the 207, we're trying to look for funding for that. And rather than redoing the road, tearing it back up at some point. So, you know, I think it's something for the people that live on the 207 who've, you know, had to use their wells and that. So, I mean, there is hope that in upcoming years, they will have access to water and sewer and to be on the central line. But it is a lot of work that will be taking place. So for the project this summer, you know, and we do have issues on the 207 already, so there's going to be more, and I'm just, you know, preparing the community for that.
Okay. I wanted to ask a question. Being involved at the council and looking at some of the council operations, I know it's supposed to be two separate things,
mm-hmm.
but how do they like work together? And when you're trying to deal with some of the issues that are happening now, how does the role of the chiefs come into that? And what are things that could be done? Because, you know, the community's wondering, like, in the last couple of weeks, it seems to be we've been so bombarded with so many things. And I'm not sure if it's because of elections or a strawberry moon coming up. I don't know what it is, but, you know, just lots going on. And you know, you're more of seasoned chief, so.
Well, operations certainly, and operations and administration takes care of all of the different units that are involved here in the community.
Yeah.
And our role is political.
Yes.
So we are updated on the different issues that are going on within the organization, for sure. And but that's, it's an organizational.
They're two separate entities in sense, right?
We're separate.
Okay.
So, you know, and for the other activity that was going on last week with the site for the cultural center, or the proposed site, I was listening to Curtis earlier, and, you know, people talking or just talking in general about not being informed. You know, and I think it's everyone's responsibility here to make sure that they're informed. But, you know, and we do have so much going on. We have radio.
That's exactly.
The newspaper, and there's the internet, you know, to look at different websites. We have our website up there at MCK. So it's important for people to stay tuned. And I guess, you know, in talking to people in the last couple of weeks, I guess they're, you know, somewhere truly disheartened at what's going on.
Yes.
Especially with the issue with the cultural center, you know, and that's part of, and how, you know, how do we explain to people that this has been going on for quite some time, and how important it is for the culture and language. And it was thought to be the best place beside the survival school, and for traffic, you know, I know there were recommendations at one time for it to be near the Golden Age Club. And you have to look at the traffic and you know, how many visitors are going to be going through there, and do you really want that many people in the village proper? So those are all the things I think people have to consider. And it's also important to note that that meeting is tomorrow night. It's the doors open at 6 o'clock at the Knights of Columbus. So if anyone's listening and you're interested to find out what's going on, doors open at 6 o'clock.
But I think one of the things that this issue brought is it did raise some other issues about, you know, our land, our responsibility, spreading out versus going up, you know, and I think Curtis mentioned that as well.
And
you know?
I think, I don't know if you were at that meeting last week, but And Regan mentioned it, 85% of the land base is privately owned, and 15% is common. So when people are talking about there's no place to build, that's why. Because we have such a small amount of land that is considered common. So if you go over to South Texas area, that's a new development. And people, and you know, I think over the next couple of years, and I forget the number of homes that are going to be built there, but that's certainly an area that's going to be built up. And unless people who have private land, you know, and unfortunately there are people who are selling private land, but they are going for outrageous amounts, which, you know, is sometimes really not achievable for somebody who's just going to be starting and building a home, and, you know, considering the costs and that. So it's important. And I think, you know, we've tried to make people aware, you know, buyer beware, that when you are buying something that's privately owned, you know, you need to be aware that water and sewer is not part of that package.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you're applying for a common piece of land, that that is part of what you get.
Okay. I'll ask a question. Why should the members vote for you? Why should people seek? What does Rhonda bring to the position as a chief on the council? You know, and what have you done in, you know, in the last while? What are issues you bring?
Well, I, you know, certainly now it's the experience of being there for 12 years. But I'm certainly not, afraid of any contentious issues. I'm always ready for a challenge, and I look forward to the diversity of the people that are sitting at the table and what everyone has to offer. You know, Billy said it, and Curtis said it, it's not just one person that is responsible. I think we all have a responsibility when we sit at the table to make sure that our viewpoints are heard, and even if we disagree, that's fine. We should be able to disagree, but at least be respectful when listening to others. And just because somebody doesn't agree with you, or, you know, and doesn't mean anybody's right or wrong, but I think you have to look at all of the issues that come up in certain circumstances.
Well, I guess one of the things with the issue with the cultural center, and I've heard this a number of times by different people who've spoke, and one of the things was that they're not mad about the building of the cultural center. People support that. The environment's bringing one perspective because the little bit of land, what is it?
3.5.
The land that's there is very valuable to that area, given traffic, given the trains, given the water. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to tell you, on a good note, there was a lot of learning on this. But people were upset that council was taking the land without asking the community, and what was the process? Because I know years back, you used to have to go to ask for land. If private owners, then why wouldn't people who are building larger complexes or building, like, say, the services complex or things, you know, people asking for just as a process.
Clarify, it's not a council project.
Yeah.
It's a KOR project.
But where does, I'm just going to ask this, and maybe that's something that people don't know. Will the land unit, would that come from them or land management?
There
is, okay.
And I think, you know, it was explained at the meeting last week. I think there were at one of the two meetings that were held last week. There were three sites that were originally chosen. When they looked at the areas, one was behind the arena, more money would be needed to actually build a road, to put the infrastructure in. The second place was behind Garunya Nuha. The only access to that would have been that small road that's between or beside the multi-dwelling. So, you know, looking at the traffic there too, and with all the children and families who live at the multi-dwelling. But again, at that point, that was considered to be the ideal location,
okay,
because of there is water and sewer access. You know, access to the road is pretty good.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is, it's a feasibility study, and what they needed to finish doing was looking at the land and to see if it was feasible for the building to be built on that land.
And that was really the question.
Yeah,
which kind
and
of
that is the question for tomorrow night. Yeah. You know, if you thought the project should continue, there is money that's tied to the whole feasibility study. You know, so it's really something that I think people should try and go to tomorrow night if they haven't heard some of the information that's being given out. It is important to support because, yes, it's true, it's common land, but the other thing was the whole building was going to be incorporated into the forest area, you know, and there was talk of planting more trees after the building was done. And if you were able to see the actual picture or the diagram, it was a really interesting concept.
And maybe that was a little piece of it, you know, that could have been looked at. We have about a minute left, mm-hmm. so I want to ask a question. What is your vision for Ganwage in the future?
Well, I think it's certainly important that we look at economic development and having a lot more challenges for our young people, and certainly building up our young people to continue in education. And there are so many variety of fields of education that they can study. I think that's something important. And if we do have a lot of young people that are going into different studies, look at what they're trying to do and maybe, you know, try to build that into one of the organizations. Certainly the hospital will need a lot of staff members in the upcoming year. That it'll be a year before it's actually finished, but I think it's important to let young people know that there are a lot of areas that they can be involved in the hospital.
Thank you so much for coming in. I'm being a timekeeper today. That's part of my responsibility. Thank you and good luck in the election.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on Day the Watarda is the Alganigeha version of Day the Watarda with Joe Donalio. Have a great weekend. Have a great evening. Onigiwahi.